The Story of Babar, the Little Elephant. Words by Jean de Brunoff, English version by Nelly Rieu. Music by Francis Poulenc. In the great forest, a little elephant was born. His name was Babar. His mother loved him dearly and used to rock him to sleep with her trunk, singing to him softly the while. Babar grew fast. Soon he was playing with the other baby elephants. He was one of the nicest of them. Look at him, digging in the sand with a shell. Suddenly, a cruel hunter hiding behind a bush shot at him. The hunter killed Babar's mother. The monkey hid himself. The birds flew away. The hunter ran up to catch poor Babar. Babar was very frightened and ran away from the hunter. After some days, tired and footsore, he came to a town. He was amazed, for it was the first time he had ever seen so many houses. things he saw. Beautiful avenues, motor cars, and motor buses. But what interested Babar most of all was two gentlemen he met in the street. He thought to himself, "What lovely clothes they have got. I wish I could have some too. But how can I get them?" Luckily, he was seen by a very rich old lady who understood little elephants and knew at once that he was longing for a smart suit. She loved making others happy, so she gave him her purse. "Why, thank you, madam," said Babar. "Arthur and Celeste, my two little cousins," he cried in amazement to the old lady. Babar hugged Arthur and Celeste and took them to buy some lovely clothes. Thank you. his funeral, the oldest elephants met together to choose a new king. Just at that moment, they heard a noise and turned around. What a wonderful sight they saw! It was Babar, arriving in his car with all the elephants running and shouting, "Here they are! Here they are! They have come back! Hello, Babar! Hello, Arthur! Hello, Celeste! What lovely clothes! What a beautiful car!" Then Cornelius, the oldest elephant of all, said in his quavering voice, "My dear friends, we must have a new king. Why not choose Babar? He has come back from the town where he has lived among men and learnt much. Let us offer him the crown." All the elephants thought that Cornelius had spoken wisely, and they listened eagerly to hear what Babar would say. "I thank you all," said Babar. "But before accepting the crown, I must tell you that on our journey, Celeste and I got engaged to be married. If I become your king, she will be your queen." "Long live Queen Celeste! Long live King Babar!" the elephants shouted with one voice. And that was how Babar became king.
Thank you.
marriage and the coronation, everyone danced the night away. The end.